broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web. You're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
It's time for Bowser to give up. Come on, man. Come on, man. Bowser to give up. Bowser to give up. Bowser to give up. It's Bowser to give up.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Powell to the People, live on the radio. Wayne Powell here at the beach. And we have our program director and sound engineer, South Bay Jay, in the studio. Well, autumn is here. You know, I thought there was a difference between autumn and fall, you know, the terms autumn and fall. And then just yesterday, I found out that it's one and the same. You can either call it autumn or fall, but it's the same season. But anyways, yesterday, September 22nd, was the first day of autumn or fall, whichever you want to call it. And that's when, it's the autumn equinox, where the day and night are nearly equal in length. Now, I do know that it's starting to get darker earlier, so obviously the days now are going to start to get shorter, and the nights are going to be longer. So, but also, the weather mysteriously changed. It just doesn't seem like summer anymore. You know, it's the official end. Yesterday was the official end of summer, although I like to think of Southern California as summer year-round. But, I don't know, it's just the smell in the air, or scent, and the humidity, and just, of course, the cloudiness. I wanted to get a sunset photo yesterday. You know, I take sunset photos, well, probably every other day, and then I post it on social media. So I wanted to have the very first sunset of autumn, or fall, as you want to call it. But unfortunately, the clouds didn't want to participate or cooperate, and it was overcast. You know, the temperature is perfect, you could say. Maybe a little bit on the, I was going to say a little bit on the cold side, but it wasn't really all that cold. Except at night, when the sun goes down, then it gets a little bit chillier, but maybe it's just like sweater weather. It's just you can detect a change in the weather. And, of course, you know, football season is upon us. That's the one advantage of fall. Let's not go there. The reason why I say that is, well, first the bad news. For our two local college teams, UCLA lost to LSU 17-34, although it wasn't quite as close as the score would indicate. There were so many times when UCLA, I thought they were going to catch up, but they didn't. So unfortunately now they're 0-3 for the season. USC lost to Michigan 24-27. And they're 2-1. And then depending on which poll you look at, they're ranked number 13 or number 16. I think the NC2A poll has them at 13. The coaches poll has them at number 16. I don't even think they really, I now will apologize to my USC Trojan friends in advance. I don't really think they should be ranked that high, because Oh, well, so here's the thing. So UCLA and USC, now that they're in the Big Ten, aren't doing quite as well as when they were in the Pac-12, which maybe supports what a lot of people were saying, that the West Coast teams weren't really as good as, you know, the East Coast teams or the SEC teams. So more bad news. The L.A. Chargers, if you're a Charger fan here in L.A., they lost to the Pittsburgh Steelers 10-20. But they're still 2-1. The L.A. Rams beat the San Francisco 49ers. Sorry about that, Jay. And I think the score was 27-24. The Rams were losing the entire game. And then in the last, I don't know what, 20 or 30 seconds of the game, they kicked the winning field goal. However, the Rams are 1-2 for the season. And what really must be heartbreaking is just to have led the entire game and then lose in the closing seconds. However, saying that, you should never get yourself into that kind of position. And also, the moral of the story is that there's 60 minutes in a football game, you know, not 59 and a half seconds, or in some cases I've seen a winning field goal with like a second or two, you know, on the clock. And so that would be really disheartening. But anyway, so there you have it, you know, for our local football teams. On the other hand, our baseball team, well, speaking about baseball, I just heard on the news today, you know, Shohei Ohtani had his home run and stolen base to get to 50-50. He's the first member of the so-called 50-50 club, you know, 50 home runs, 50 base steals. I think now he's at 51, maybe 52. But that ball that he hit, I went into the empty section of the bleachers, and everybody was charging for the ball. The ball is apparently going to fetch over $1 million at auction. I heard that the Dodgers offered $300,000 and lifetime VIP tickets, but whoever got the ball says, I think I can do better than that. You know, it's just totally amazing what, you know, just one ball can be worth. So sometimes I've seen where a player, you know, hit a record home run, and then the whoever got the ball will give it back to that player, and they get something in return. And I know oftentimes, when that happens, or at least when there's just a home run hit, and the team that hit the home run is like an away team, so they're playing on the road, and people will take that ball and throw it back on the field. To me, I wouldn't do that. I'd keep it, because any professional baseball is worth a lot of money. It's not like you can buy it in the store. Yeah, I suppose you could buy replicas, but, you know, National League balls are, it's not that often. And some people, it's not that often you can get your hands on one. Of course, you could probably buy them online, although I wouldn't know if it's even with a certificate of authenticity, you still can't be sure that whatever you're getting for any collectible, you know, whether it's the real deal or not. So, but if you actually catch it at a ballpark, then that's the real deal. I mean, you know it is. And some people want to sit in the outfield just in the effort to catch a ball. I know at Candlestick Park, there's people outside the stadium. Sometimes the ball, when it's hit out of the park, literally goes into the drink, in the ocean. And there's people with boats, out on boats, hoping, to catch a ball. I think you have to get it real fast, because I think once it hits the water, it's going to sink real quickly. I'm not sure about that. But and then sometimes people will get the ball, and then they'll hope that they can get the player later to autograph it for them. So, and then I was watching a football game last night, or yesterday actually, where I think it was the Rams and 49ers, where the quarterback would throw the ball into the stands for like a kid that had, first it was a girl and then it was a young boy, and they threw the ball into the stands, and they said that that was going to cost the player big time. But I know that they have to replace footballs every now and then, and quite more rapidly or frequently than you would think. Certainly baseballs, after it's been hit, I think that kind of ruins the ball, and so they get rid of them. Although you see the ball boy collecting the baseballs, I don't know, I guess maybe it's up to, you know, the officiating to determine whether a ball has been compromised. Anyways, I digressed. I got off the beaten path. Well, this morning we had yet another earthquake here locally. Actually, it was in was a mile from the city of Lenox, which is, I forget what the distance is from here in Manhattan Beach, only a few miles. It was a magnitude 3.0, but, you know, the Richter scale is an exponential scale, so a 3.0 earthquake is not really significant in the big picture scheme of things. It happened at 4:48 a.m., and I know I woke up this morning around 5 and wasn't exactly sure why, and I'm guessing that must have been the reason. And, you know, we had a magnitude 3.1 near Malibu on Saturday. I assume that that was an aftershock of the larger Malibu earthquake. But we've had a series of earthquakes. I think the seismologists call them swarms. And I remember Dr. Lucy Jones from the USGS and then previously also Caltech before she retired. But I remember saying that it kind of depends on the fault as to when you have a swarm of quakes. In most cases, it builds up pressure along the fault line, and so it means you're more likely to have a much larger one at some point in the future, although they don't have the technology yet to predict that. But in some cases, it you know, relieves the pressure, and apparently it depends on the fault. But as I've said on a number of shows, you know, there's a lot that they don't know about earthquakes and, you know, the characteristics, let alone predicting them. They can give you the early warning, like, you know, maybe 90 seconds to a minute, or even sometimes less, depending on where you're, how far you're located from the epicenter. This Malibu earthquake, I got the warning on my phone right at the same time the house started shaking. So, but it depends on how deep it is, how far away from the epicenter you are, and of course, the magnitude. But we're definitely into the big one. You know, all the expert seismologists say it's not a matter of if, but when, and particularly on the San Andreas fault. Although they're finding they're discovering new faults every day. So there maybe is a fault in Southern California where they haven't yet discovered it that could be capable of having a large magnitude earthquake. I gotta believe they would probably know by now, because there would have been an earthquake by now, or there'd be at least seismic activity. But you know, they've been having earthquakes in Texas. There was one in New Jersey, so it's not necessarily unique to California or the West Coast, although we do live on what's called the Ring of Fire. It's where the Pacific plates meet, and You know, it's just as a result of what thousands or millions, maybe even billions of years through the Earth's development, the way the Earth came together and apparently is now slowly separating or at least moving. So you can think of it like a baseball. I was talking about, you know, baseball a couple of minutes ago, but maybe when a baseball starts to separate at the seams, that might be an analogy for an earthquake. I don't think I've ever heard that analogy before, and it's probably not a good one. But, you know, when the house starts shaking, I think of the people in the landslide, the land movement area in Portuguese Bend and Rancho Palos Verdes, and apparently now in the city of Rolling Hills, which is right in that same vicinity, right next to Rancho Palos Verdes. And I don't know if that expedites, speeds up the earth movement, or what impact. I know geologists would probably have an answer for that, but I feel kind of bad for them. And right now a lot of them have had their gas, electricity, and water, and maybe some other utilities shut off because of the movement. You know, especially with the gas, because when pipes rupture, gas pipes, and then typically the process of it, whatever caused it to rupture, it sparks and causes a fire, and then you have leaking gas that is igniting. And natural gas is very flammable. So as a precaution, they shut them down in the landslide-prone areas. I say landslide, that might not be the right technology, terminology, but earth movement is probably a better terminology. But, it's just really awful. Their homes are totally uninhabitable. Some people refuse to evacuate, and they've bought generators. They have all electric, so they're not reliant on natural gas, like for a hot water heater or for cooking. And then they'll have a satellite dish to get television reception. I guess you could get the local channels with just an antenna, whether it's an external antenna or they have those indoor amplified antennas. But still, there comes a point in time when it's totally unsafe, where the house is in jeopardy of collapsing. So I feel really bad for them. Well, I want to talk about I was going to say in lighter news, but in one respect it is. But what I was going to say was the Motel 6 chain was sold to an Indian startup company. The bad part of that is it's a foreign country buying up our property. Other countries wouldn't allow that, but, in the United States, we do. Motel 6, now I'm dating myself, but I think pretty much most people know it came from the fact that originally it was $6 per night to stay at a Motel 6. Wasn't exactly a very hospitable hotel. Now it's like more than 10 times that amount, 60-something bucks a night. It's going to be owned by an Indian startup company from India. So that's kind of interesting. I didn't know that they were still around, or at least I haven't seen a Motel 6 in a long time. And I remember they used to have the commercials where they had the guy that said, we'll keep a light on for you. And I haven't seen one of those commercials again in a long time. Of course, during COVID, people weren't traveling. And so obviously a number of businesses, including some hotels, maybe hotel chains, went out of business as a result. But apparently, that's kind of like a distant past. Speaking about COVID, I just heard on the news today that you can actually get up to 4 free COVID tests that can test also for the new strains of COVID. And they're going to be available, they say, by the end of this month, in September. And if you go to covidtests.gov, that's .gov, you'll be able to get, get them. So, I guess it's like, they usually say, while supplies last. So, speaking about while supplies last, for those of you that have been listening to my shows, I said, I wanted to get an Apple Watch. I was waiting for this version, edition. And then I couldn't make up my mind whether I wanted the, I knew I was going to get it in the aluminum. I didn't want to pay, a gazillion bucks for the top-of-the-line titanium version. They replaced the stainless steel version with titanium. So I was going to go with aluminum, but I didn't know whether originally I wanted to get the natural look, and then, everybody really now wants to buy black look, it's that polished dark black finish. It has like 30 levels of coating, anodizing. And I kept going back and forth on that. I knew I wanted to get the large one of the two. And then, of course, the choice of bands makes yet another complexity. Anyways, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and I'll follow up on that. But first, you're listening to Powell to the People on the Healthy Life Radio Network.
It's Powell to the People.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Love with Food delivers healthy, natural, organic, or gluten-free snacks every month right to your door. Whether you want a home or business box, Love with Food has got you covered. Membership starts at $9.99 a month. Imagine junk-free food delivered every month. And the best thing is that for every box you buy, Love with Food donates to food banks in America. To find out more, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click the Love with Food banner. And do it right now.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
It's Powell to the People. Welcome back. You're listening to Powell to the People. Wayne Powell here at the beach. And during the commercial break, I was talking with our program director and sound engineer, South Bay Jay, about, my experience with the, at least trying to figure out what I want in the way of model and wristband for the Apple Watch. I do want to get the large size, which is 46 millimeters. They have a 42 42 millimeter size, but that much I figured out. Originally, I was going to go with the natural aluminum look, but everybody seems to say, oh, no, 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 you got to get the polished black. They call it jet black. I'm not one that I always or I practically rarely rely on, you know, trends or trendsetters, nor do I need to be one. But they're saying, well, you know, if you get the aluminum, it looks can be confused with an older version. You want it to look like you have the latest and greatest. And there's a number of things, you know, about that. So on Friday, I went to the Apple store. Oh, there's also a number of different choices of watch bands that you could get with it. And then they have the premium ones. It's funny, the premium ones, most of them, if you buy it with the watch, it's $50. If you buy it separately, like let's say you want to get an extra band, then they're $100. Although I'm sure you can find it cheaper, a heck of a lot cheaper on eBay. And then there's, you know, the unofficial, the non-Apple watch bands that you can get that, you know, were made for the watch. So, and prior versions will fit, depending on the size. I think if you, like the Apple Watch 8 or 9, maybe even the 7, some of them are 44 millimeters, and some are 45 millimeters. Everything I've read says that, you know, those, the watch bands for those will fit. And indeed, I think I even saw on the Apple website, they didn't want to create a new connecting scenario where people would get pissed off that they couldn't use, if they had older watches, Apple watches, they couldn't use their old bands. I guess that might have been the logic, because originally the rumors were going to be that it was going to be a some kind of magnetic device that just snaps right on rather than sliding it in and then it locks with the magnet. That never happened or never materialized. But for the ones that are, you know, like the bands that are, I guess, cloth material, all of them, with the exception of the link ones, you can take out links to make it smaller. And I have a small wrist, narrow wrist, I should say. But the other ones, they come in two sizes, a smaller and a larger. And I'm not exactly sure which of the two I need to get. And then they also have a number of different varieties. And I've seen them online, but sometimes it looks a lot different online than it does in person. And also, I want to see which ones are which one might be more comfortable than the others. So I really have to go in and try that on, just like you try on a pair of clothes. Also, I'm still not totally convinced I want to get the black. So I really want to just see this aside by side comparison. They had the Series 9, you know, on the shelf, but that one has a flat black, not a gloss black. And then the one thing that I'm not totally sure about why I might want to get the you know, the, they call it jet black, is it's like a 30-step coating process. Part of it is electromagnetic coating, and then part of it is like an anodizing, you know, treatment, and then it's polished. But I don't know, you know, if you hit your watch, because when you got something on your wrist, you're going to brush up against things, and I don't know if it's going to show scratches. Somebody says it shows a lot of fingerprints being a shiny surface. I'm not too concerned about that, but if it scratches easily, then that could be, you know, a bad thing. So, but I went to the mall on Saturday, and there was the Manhattan Village Mall here in Manhattan Beach, and there was a line all the way out the, you know, the mall. And so the mall has like a long, I don't know what you would call it, a hallway, I guess. But it went all the way down and all the way out. And I was told that people had actually lined up at 2 and 3 in the morning, or perhaps even earlier, you know, to be the first to get one of those watches. So I wasn't sure if I was going to really be buying. I just wanted to try it on and look. But I think probably if I had been able to do that, I would have walked away with one. The fact of the matter was, like, okay, I'm going to wait. At least, you know, things will slow down during the week. Obviously, people are off on the weekend. But I'm pretty much thinking now I'm just going to wait a few weeks or a month or so. And also that way, maybe there'll be reviews as to how it wears, you know, the black. When I was in the store on Friday, there was practically nobody there. And the salesperson was saying that they had ordered a lot more of the black because that was what they were expecting, you know, to sell the most of. So, the only reason I want it is because it has all the health features, you know, like heart rate, and it can also, and blood pressure, could determine if you're into what they refer to as afibrillation, or, you know, if something that's a precursor to a stroke or a heart attack, or if you're having a heart attack. And what it'll do is when it detects it, it'll immediately ask you if you're okay. If you don't respond, it'll call 911. And then if you have emergency contacts in your contacts list, it'll call your contacts as well. And same thing if you fall or you get into an auto accident, you'll go through the same process. Now, the one thing is if you drop the watch, I wonder if that's going to trigger, you know, that sort of thing. But, again, it asks you first if you're okay so it doesn't, you know, generate a false alarm to the first responders. And so if you drop it and it says, are you okay, then you just say, yeah, I'm okay, or, you know, I dropped the watch. So, but that's really what I want. And then it monitors your health. You can also put in medical conditions, so it's kind of like a medical ID bracelet. You know, have all of your, you know, the medications. So if you are unconscious and a first responder can determine and they're trained, you don't, you know, for the Apple Watch, you can put in a passcode if you want, but they say most people don't. But whether you have one or not, if it's an emergency situation, first responders or anybody can, you know, get to the information as far as prescriptions and blood type or whatever. Although I don't think they rely on that because they can easily test for blood type right away. But it's mostly those reasons, and there's a number of other good features about it. So, I'm not really in that much of a hurry. And I'm sure if I go online now, there'll probably be reviews. There'll probably be some software bugs and glitches, although those can be easily fixed with a software update. Maybe they already have iOS 11.01 or 2 or 3 or whatever. Anyways, on that note, we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Powell to the People on the Healthy Life Radio Network.
It's Powell to the People.
Shh. Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
If you're in Southern California, you might want to consider HealthyLife.net Radio for advertising. We have 18 hosts that have shows with loyal listeners just in Southern California. That means you get local advertising and the world for the same affordable price. With packages for every budget, you can't afford not to let that economic sun shine in for your business. Call now, 1-800-555-5453. That's 1-800-555-5453.
When you need quality auto Parts Warehouse is fast and easy. Always get the part that fits. Just enter your vehicle type to find the parts specific to your car. Auto body parts, mirrors, brakes, suspension and steering, engines and drivetrains. Need something yet? What about exterior and interior accessories or headlights? Auto Parts Warehouse has them. Top brands, great prices. Visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Auto Parts Warehouse.
Dwayne Johnson here. The earthquakes you see in movies are one thing, but real life is a completely different animal. Just because you can't predict an earthquake doesn't mean that you can't prepare for one. In the event of a real earthquake, you should drop, cover, and hold off. Visit ready.gov/earthquake and practice what to do to keep you and your family safe in the event of a real earthquake, and you'll be seen as a hero by your family and your loved ones.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
It's Power to the People. Welcome back. You're listening to Power to the People. Wayne Powell here at the beach. Well, you know, so, again, I'm not getting my watch for, like, what they call conspicuous consumption. It's more for health reasons. But today I read an article, speaking of conspicuous consumption, although there's a new term that I just now learned. But they're saying Gen Z and millennials are increasingly doom spending, quote unquote. This is the new term, doom spending. But they're doing doom spending on luxuries like travel and designer clothes, instead of saving. So, you know, they're living paycheck to paycheck, or worse, maybe even, you know, going into debt on the credit cards. But they say that the trend is where a person shops to, and here's something they call it, self-smooth. I never heard that term before. I thought it was like self-gratification, but they call it self-smooth because they feel pessimistic about the economy and or their future. So, you know, that's a new one. Like spending like there's no tomorrow. Well, I mean, that phenomenon is not new. That's been around forever. But I guess maybe these are just new terms to describe that behavior. So, interestingly, the next headline I read was about Boeing aircraft. And, you know, the workers are on strike. And they upped their offer from $25 an hour to $30 an hour. It's undetermined whether that's going to wind up settling the strike or not. But then there were a bunch of comments, and the comments were, you know, people saying that now when they fly, they look at the aircraft, and if it's a Boeing aircraft, they won't take that flight, you know. I remember when, what was it, the MAX, whatever, the Boeing MAX 9 or 8 or something, it was having all kinds of problems. Two of them crashed, and Boeing allegedly knew of a design defect and didn't do anything about it. And then there's been other issues. You know, one Boeing aircraft lost a door, but that was due to some mechanic that forgot to put screws back in. And that could have been a worse situation had the door fallen off at a higher altitude where things were more pressurized. And then just the other day, people, a Boeing aircraft depressurized, and people had, you know, blood coming out of their ears, and their eardrums, you know, might have gotten damaged, you know, allegedly. You know, there might potentially be some quality control issues, but there are some people that will not fly on a Boeing aircraft. And when you, you know, go to book a flight, like when you're doing it online, it usually tells you, you know, what aircraft you're going to be flying on. So it could be a Boeing, you know, 747, or 787 or 767, 57, 37, or it could be an Airbus, whatever, 350, 380. And so people now are opting for Airbuses over Boeing aircraft. You know, people used to do that at one time because they would look at the seating chart online, and it wasn't necessarily the aircraft manufacturer, but it was the airline, because some, to save money, would have smaller legroom areas, or you were packed in there like sardines, depending on the seating configuration. And people, I know, would look at that. But for me, I would just go for the best price, especially if it's a short-haul flight. Now, if it's an international flight, where let's say you're going to be on the aircraft for whatever, 12, 14, 16, 18 hours, that could make a difference. So, but those planes are wide-body aircraft, and I'm sure the seats are not squinched in as much as they are for the short-haul commuter flight configurations. But, people are into that. I always just look at the best price. So, for me, that's what matters. Also, I always prefer a window seat because I like the view. Some people want what's called a bulkhead seat, where it's right by an aisle because you have more leg room, especially tall people, over 6 feet. So, and then some people do that because they want to get out in a hurry in case there's a problem with the aircraft. And then you can also read, and I've seen conflicting opinions as to what the safest part of an aircraft is. Now, that's only if it's like a crash landing. If it just falls out of the sky, doesn't matter where you're sitting. But if it's a crash landing, I've read where oftentimes the people that survive are in the tail section, because apparently the tail section breaks away from the rest of the plane. The fuel, which is mostly in the wings, permeates the front and center portion of the airplane, and so people can walk away unscathed, if it just like had a severe crash landing. Not sure if that's true. It makes a lot of logic sense. I remember one person posting that they did survive that way, except they were permeated by, the restrooms are in the back, and, I'll spare you the gross details, but you can kind of imagine what happened to this person. But, I'd rather get slimed, I guess, that would be a polite word for it, and survive than, maybe not, or survive, with burns or whatever. Anyways, I want to get off that issue. That was kind of, lurid. But one thing I also, shifting gears, another thing I just learned is that here in California, Governor Newsom signed a plastic bag ban, so it's now statewide. However, it doesn't go into effect until January 1st, 2026. Most cities a long time ago, and counties, not just in California, but nationwide, they banned that, or they've banned it already. Now, that is for single-use plastic bags. They have the thicker plastic bags that they can use, and then you can reuse those. And I used to like the plastic bags because I could use that to take the trash out. But then, and I had a ton of them that I had stockpiled when I knew they were going to get banned. When I ran out, now I use paper bags, and I found out that I've learned that paper bags are just as good and for taking the trash out. And but apparently, the reason why plastic bags were banned was because the manufacturing process is kind of not good for the environment. Particularly, they wind up in the dump sites, or worse here, being on the beach. they wind up into the ocean, and it takes years to decompose. However, the wrap on plastic, on paper bags, no pun intended, is with paper bags, those come from trees, and that causes the loss of trees. But, you know, if it's one thing, it's not one thing, it's something else, but perhaps the best thing is just to bring your own cloth reusable bags, and then I guess that's good all the way around for the environment. On that note, we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Powell to the People on the Healthy Life Radio Network.
It's Powell to the People.
Millions of Americans are without access to dental benefits, especially because of the high market demand for quality and affordable dental care in America. Now here comes DentalPlans.com. It's the leading online resource for discount dental plans and an alternative to dental insurance for families and individuals. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on DentalPlans.com now and find your affordable dental care in America.
Okay, so you have a couple of days off, and you're planning to get away from stress. You may be planning to go across the world or even taking a staycation around town. Well, Hotels.com can get you a room in over 158,000 hotels, 60 countries, for 50% off. That's reducing stress already. Plus, collect 10 nights, and you'll get one night free. And there's no cancellation charges, no change fees. For the best deals, even last-minute deals, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Hotels.com.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
I'm Carol King. The opportunity to study music is one of the most valuable things we can give our young people. Music is a positive outlet for creative expression. It reinforces teamwork, communication, self-discipline, and focus, all skills that will benefit them in every aspect of their lives. If your school has a music program, encourage your child to use it. If it doesn't, work with others in your community and do whatever it takes to get one. I know how much my music programs and music teachers meant to me when I was growing up. Leave your kids a note for the future. Support music programs and music teachers in your school and community.
A public service announcement brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and this station. Music, part of a sound education.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
It's Powell to the People.
Welcome back. You're listening to Powell to the People. Wayne Powell here at the beach. So here's something that's interesting. I was driving, it was actually in Redondo Beach, and I saw a campaign sign for a presidential candidate. Only the sign was, you know, it's the ones where it has those metal wires that you stick into the lawn and into the ground. The thing was, it was upside down. You know, they mounted the sign upside down. Now, when you get a sign, it used to be that you would, whoever the candidate was or their supporters or volunteers would staple the signs to the metal rail, and then it was good to go. So you got it and it was assembled. Now they have those corrugated signs where it just kind of snaps down onto the rails. But this one was stapled because, you know, the ones that just snap in, I could see where maybe somebody, maybe your eyesight's not that good, although I still find it hard to believe, but, you know, you could put it upside down. But you get the sign and it's already affixed, so somebody had to have actually taken the sign off and reinstalled it on the rail. So it was upside down, and I figured, are they making a statement like they're against that presidential candidate. I won't mention any names because I don't get into politics on my show. And so I said, that would be my theory, because someone had to go out of their way to do that. And but that was the only one that I saw until yesterday. The one sign I saw was on Saturday, the first one. And then I saw one here in, no, I was going to say Manhattan Beach, I think it was Hermosa Beach. That one was upside down. And I said, oh, okay, then they're actually making a statement. I've seen in the past where somebody would just paint a no symbol across it. I remember when I was a candidate for Manhattan Beach City Council, and I had some signs that were like across the street from the school, and at the bottom of my sign, my theme was I Heart MB, so, you know, I love Manhattan Beach, so I had the I, then a red heart, and MB, and so somebody was drawing no symbols through the heart, or around the heart, so it looked like I hate MB, but I figured those were just school kids that, you know, were vandalizing. That was something that I might have done, you know, back in the day when I was in school. So, but then I've seen where it isn't vandals, but it was actually, and this is mostly for national politics or state offices, where they would, you know, do that to a campaign sign. But now I'm seeing them upside down. And, you know, to me, it's like, if you're just not for a candidate, then just, you know, don't get one of their signs. But when the first time, I wasn't sure. The second one that I saw, I said, oh, okay, maybe this is the new trend. There's a number of trendy things happening, or not so much trendy, but things that, it's like, can't you be a little bit more original? Like right now, another thing is everybody's having Oktoberfest. You know, they don't wait until October, which is, what, a week or so away. But they're all having Oktoberfest. And it's like, okay, you know, whatever. Everybody's got to, you know, have one. Well, so speaking about October, now I'm going to put out a shameless plug, but for Manhattan Beach residents, the October issue of MB Social magazine is out. MB, of course, standing for Manhattan Beach, and I'm a contributing writer for it, and so it's not junk mail or whatever. Some people might, you know, I get these magazines sometimes and I just immediately put it in the trash, but there's a lot of great articles in MB Social magazine, and one of them is my article on everything you should know about Manhattan Beach city government. Now, it's not about politics, because I don't do politics on my radio show, and I don't do politics in my articles that I write, but it basically talks about how government, specifically city government, and even more specifically, city government in Manhattan Beach operates. And, you know, you have the city council, you have the mayor, you have city commissions, the city manager. But it talks about the roles and responsibilities of each of them and how they interact. And there's no politics involved. And I tried to get, you know, I mean, there's all kinds of technicalities, but I simplified how things work, and but I had to get special permission from the publisher, because when they said, oh no, you can't write about city government, I said, no, it's not political, trust me, I'll write the article. If there's anything in it that you don't like, you can just edit it out. And I've actually been writing for the publication now for I guess about a year and a half, maybe closer to 2 years. I've never had any of my articles edited. One time I had a typo. I don't know how I got past spell check. Oh, no, it wasn't a typo. It was like a slang spelling, it got corrected. But I guess when they go to put it to print, or when it's uploaded, you know, things get spell checked. One of my most frustrating things, especially on emails, and especially when I'm in a hurry and I'll type something out, you know, misspell something, and either spell check or grammar check will turn it into something that I didn't intend it to be, and I've already hit the send button. Although now, Yahoo Mail has a feature where there's like a 10-second delay, so when you hit send, it'll wait, I think it's 10 seconds, maybe it's shorter than that. And so, because usually what happens, the second your finger hits, you know, send, and then it's like, oh, shoot. Or it's usually I forgot something I wanted to put in. Well, now you get an opportunity to change it. Sometimes that's frustrating because it kind of slows you down a bit. But anyways, I can't tell you how many times when I was in a hurry, I might have been multitasking, and then I get a response back, what did you mean by such and such? And at first I'm saying, what the heck are they talking about? I didn't say that. And then I look, and it's like, oops, spell check doomed me. So, you know, that's such is life. You know, somebody texted me that the lines at the Apple store that I experienced on Saturday wasn't all for the new Apple Watch, but apparently the iPhone 16 also came out, and then they have the new AirPods, and so, you know, people were in line for one or the other, or, you know, maybe all of the above, who knows. So, but it was kind of, you know, people, I guess, had camped out, as I said earlier. Anyways, on that note, that's all the time we have. I want to thank my listeners for listening to Powell to the People. And always remember, power is the ability to do good things for others and to make your community and the world a better place. This is Wayne Powell sending you positive thoughts and good wishes. Stay safe, be well, and have a great week. We'll see you back next Monday. Until then, bye for now.
Powell, it's Powell to the People. You're listening to Wayne Powell on Powell to the People. It's Powell, Powell to the People. You're listening to Wayne Powell on Powell to the People.